California lawmakers have voted to raise gas and diesel taxes and create a new annual vehicle fee to pay for road repairs, public transit, and other transportation projects. Because Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders needed two-thirds votes in the Senate and the Assembly, they agreed to set aside nearly $1 billion for specific projects in the Central Valley and here in the Inland Empire. That got the votes of one Central Valley Republican, Senator Anthony Canella of Modesto. And it got the votes of two Inland Empire Democratic senators, Richard Roth of Riverside and Connie Leyva of Chino, who up until yesterday were saying they were still undecided about the transportation taxes. Democratic Assemblyman Adam Gray of Merced, also the Central Valley, held out for money for several projects, including a commuter rail extension that would connect his district to the Bay Area.
Too often, our part of the state gets overlooked. Tax dollars get collected, and they get sent to the big urban centers. And in this case, we've got some significant new investments in the Central Valley where, you know what, we have the highest rates of poverty and unemployment, and frankly, some of the worst air quality in the country.
Lawmakers also placed a constitutional amendment on the June 2018 ballot. It would require all of the new tax and fee revenues to be spent on transportation projects.